Waltham Tulip Road Rage. Texture 607 says, Walt, what can you tell us about Marcel Reed? I see he's at the Heisman list. I trust your evaluation. Thanks, man. Reed reminds me of Jennings of SMU, and I said this before the season, and it was a number of weeks back that I suggested that Reed should be in the Heisman mix, and I think he should be. I mean, again, he's built like Jennings of SMU. He's a similar type of player with a similar skill set. He's a little better runner. Jennings probably a little better thrower. But you get a similar result in the things that Reed can do. He's a dual threat guy, and he's been really good all year for Texas A&M, and they have some weapons. So they're a dangerous bunch. Like I said, if I was changing something, that would be one of the two, and the other would be the Houston Texas Tech game because Arizona State's going to be without Tyson. And when I entered that pick at the beginning of the week, I was not aware of that. So if I was going to change anything, it would be those two. We'll see. I just decided to leave them the same. First thought, but yeah, it's a question. I'll get to that, Sean. You can get in 654-7627. You can get in and join the conversation.
I would like to say a few.
Oh, you'd like to say a few words?
People that donated on the T for T today.
Oh, we haven't even asked.
I just have a few of these, okay? Okay. Joe, who's Frank's other son.
Oh, okay.
Okay. He donated $20
in honor of his mom.
In honor of Shelly. And he says, go get screened.
Awesome.
Okay. And Kelly.
If you missed that story yesterday, it was unbelievable. Frank told the story of his wife, Shelly, and how she had detected a lump but didn't act on it. And they sort of put it off for a while. And finally, 6 or 7 months later, someone else had looked at it and suggested that she needed to get attention. By the time that she did, and I can't remember the exact duration. I'm thinking like 9 months had passed. And by the time that she did, the cancer had spread. She did have cancer, and it had spread throughout her body and her bones. She did live 5 more wonderful years just based on her toughness, but eventually succumbed. And so Frank lost his wife, and the two boys lost their mom. And that's what we're trying to prevent. Yeah.
Okay, and I have one more from Kelly.
Yeah.
$20 in support of Kim Davis.
That's great. And I think that's from John and Kelly, I believe. And they donated $250 at the end of yesterday's show. So you can still ring the bell. You can still text T4T to 53555. I just said I wasn't going to emphasize that today, and we have not. We've not mentioned it. But you can. It's still open, and we still need your contribution. So T4T to 53555. Right now, the way you can help us today is by bidding on the available auction items. And again, we have a great opportunity from Liberty Hall Bed and Breakfast, and that includes a $100 gift card to 1826 Restaurant. We are at $500 on that. I need a bid of $600 or more, $1,000 a close. I would love somebody to come in and make that yours. I do not have another one. That's an amazing package, and those are wonderful people. It's just an incredibly beautiful experience. Trust me, two nights. You get the breakfast, you get the $100 gift card from 1826 Restaurant. What an opportunity, and we should be way more than we are, but we're at $500 on that. And then from ProSource Greenville, and oh, by the way, Ramona was all over on this, and from ProSource Greenville, we have the Rollbridge Georgian Kitchen Faucet. This faucet is unbelievable. It comes in 7 different phases. You can check that out. But this faucet, no matter where you look for it, the lowest price on this faucet anywhere is $1,800. And I want to get going on that. I will take a $500 bid to get us going. So let's get going on that. Again, it's an incredible opportunity. You're redoing your kitchen. You don't like your faucet. From our friends at ProSource Supply, this is a legitimate $2,000 faucet anywhere you look. I'd encourage you to look it up anywhere it's being sold. All right, the absolute lowest price you'll find it anywhere is $1,800, and you'll find it well over $2,000. So I'll take a $500 bid to open us and get us going on that, and you remember the reason for the season. And it's going to close at 6:30, regardless of where we are. So somebody has a chance to get a potentially insane value there. So let's get going on that deal. So somebody comes strong. Garnet and Gold, how are you, Garnet and Gold? Good to have you, as always.
Yes, sir. I'm good. Did you happen to watch the Nuggets and Golden State game last night?
I watched a little of it.
Okay. At the end, and when it went to overtime, Curry was just unconscious, hitting stuff that I'm sitting there just heart sinking every time he shoots the ball, going, great, he's going to make another one, boom. Off balance, sideways. He was like Patrick Mahomes passing the ball. It was ridiculous. Just ridiculous. That dude is...
Oh, you mean it was an incomplete or an interception?
Incredible.
Because actually, in the last 3 or 4 years, Mahomes has actually done more of that than
anything
else.
That's true. Yeah,
he's been better. He's been better this year. He's playing better now.
I just meant the way he was torquing his body, making those shots, was just crazy. I don't know if you saw yesterday, I was going to talk about Norvell, but he did some restructuring of his deal to try to get more money funded into the NIL stuff, and
he needs to funnel all of his money into the NIL stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he needs to keep just enough to scrape by on in his mansion, you know, and refunnel all of it, because otherwise he's not going to have any of it for much longer.
Yeah, I'm over him. I mean, that was a good thing to do, I guess, because you're realizing that, you know, you're not living up to the expectations that everybody had when he came from Memphis.
Yeah.
It's not good. But you know, we'll see what happens. We won't lose this week at least.
Yes,
I know
that's
that
true.
Much.
Yes, that's true. But yeah, having lost to Stanford,
are y'all off too?
Yeah. Say again.
Who are they? Are they on a bye week too?
Yeah, they're off.
Yes, but so
sorry, didn't mean that to be insulting.
Anyway, Baker had a bad game. I can't talk good about him this week.
That's right. MVP.
Well, I mean, come on, that's just 1 week.
I'm just saying.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we will.
Honestly, I think if they would actually give it to somebody besides the quarterback, Jonathan Taylor right now is just killing it.
Yeah.
Killing it.
Hey, before the year, I argued with all the Dallas fans about Dak Prescott, and Dak Prescott is second in the league in touchdown passes and has been terrific. Mm-hmm. He's not the issue. You know who's starting to emerge as a potential MVP candidate is Matthew Stafford.
I can agree with that. Yep. I can definitely agree with that.
I believe Matthew Stafford leads the league in touchdown passes right now.
I thought it was Mahomes.
No.
I think Mahomes has like 18.
I don't think so. I mean, the last time I looked at it, anyway, I'll check. Maybe.
Okay, I might be wrong.
You might be right.
Maybe I'm thinking about something else. I don't know. But hey, one good thing, the Avs, they haven't won in two games, but at least they sent them both to shootouts, or not shootouts, but to overtime. The goaltending hadn't been that good. Giving up 4 goals against Utah and then giving up 4 more last night.
Yep.
But yeah, you can't win if you're giving up 4 goals a game. You know, it's almost impossible unless, I mean, I think the Avs have one of the top 3 front lines.
By the way, it is Matthew Stafford, as I guessed.
Is it okay?
He leads the league in touchdown passes with 17. Justin Herbert and Dak Prescott have 16 each. Mahomes has 14.
Okay. Maybe I was looking at Mahomes' interceptions.
Mayfield is 13. Well, Mahomes has been better in that category this year. He's playing better football. He's got his guys back. I mean, again, I said this a couple weeks ago. If I had to pick the AFC champion as of now, I'd probably pick Kansas City.
The way they're playing right now, and since he's got Worthy and Rice back, they've just been
Buffalo's dulled, run defense is an abomination, and I don't know how you could get past that.
Yeah, I agree. All right, well, I just wanted to throw a few things in this week and say that my prediction is Florida State will not lose Saturday.
Yeah, I think you...
Clemson won't lose and Georgia won't lose either.
That's right. I think you have a good chance of being correct on that.
I think I do. If I'm wrong on that one, then yeah, nobody else gets got to go for sure. All right, thanks, bud.
Thank you, Garden Gold. Yeah, Matthew Stafford leads the NFL right now with 17 touchdown passes. Dak Prescott, who Dallas fans hated before the year. People told me, you know, I don't know how many people I was debating that with before the year, the Dak Prescott ability. Dak Prescott's completing 71.4% of his passes. By the way, he's been without CeeDee Lamb a lot, too. He's completing 71.4% of his passes with 16 TDs and 3 interceptions. So it's pretty good. In fact, his quarterback rating, just looking down this column, of 107.6 is certainly among the leaders. And again, he's among the leaders in virtually every category. So, you know, he is what I thought he was. He's really good. His team isn't really good. And that's a bit of a dilemma. But Dak Prescott himself has been very good. And I think he'll continue to be good, whether he gets any support defensively or any otherwise. I don't know. But I think he's proven his worth once again. You know, he was banged up last year. He was without weapons, and now you're seeing what he was from 2 years ago, and just how well he played 2 years ago, and he's playing like that again. So yeah, I mean, Prescott is legit. Hey, let me tell you about Yoder's Building Services. Established in 1986 by the Yoder family, this family-owned business is based in Fairplay, South Carolina, with the mission to be the most helpful building supply in the region. Yoder's offers a spacious showroom, knowledgeable and friendly staff, extensive selection of high-quality product lines. The company caters to professional contractors, ensuring access to top-tier materials for various building needs. This is Yoder's. Listen, Yoder started with one truck and just a few employees, and they've built themselves up to be one of the largest independent building supply stores in the nation, in America. Yoder's Building Services provides a wide range of building materials available both in stock and through special orders to address the diverse needs of construction projects. The departments include building materials, lumber, roofing, siding, windows, doors, masonry, hardware, tools, so much more. Engineered wood and truss manufacturing plant, installed services, cabinets, stone, garage doors. With extensive product knowledge and attention to detail, Yoder stands apart from the competition, aiming to be a one-stop shop for all your building needs while delivering exceptional service and high-quality materials. This is Yoder's. Customers are encouraged to visit Yoder's showroom to explore options for their next building project. The staff is more than ready to assist with personalized service and expert advice. 500 East Fairplay Boulevard in Fairplay, 864-972-3003, 864-972-3003, Monday to Thursday, 7 to 5, Friday, 7 to 4:30, Saturday and Sunday closed. The website is goyoders.com. At Yoder's Building Supply, quality is more than a promise. It's a way of life. You will 100% thank me later. We'll check for updated bids. Right now, I have a bid of $500 on the Liberty Hall Bed and Breakfast. Trust me, it's absolutely an incredible experience. Just beautiful, beautiful. 180-year-old neoclassical home. The rooms are amazing. The experience will be amazing. A two-night stay. And with that, you get the breakfast. And with that, you get a $100 gift card for the 1826 restaurant for dinner. Just a great opportunity for a couple's getaway. Trust me on this. I have a bid of $500 on that. I need an upgrade of at least $100. I would love somebody understanding the cause to just come in and make your own. I only have one of these. The buy it now is $1,000 on that. Somebody get in and let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Waltrip to the Road Rage. Quick break.
All right, are you tired of your dusty, cracked, and stained garage floor? Do what all your neighbors are doing and have it coated. But please, do yourself a favor and don't hire just anybody who says that they do floor coatings. You'll regret it. I'm Jake Wilson, owner of Iron Drive Floor Coatings, and we've been the premier concrete coating company in the upstate since 2011. We take pride in doing things the right way, with quality employees, equipment, and materials. You get the very best with Iron Drive. Visit our website today for a free quote at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
One size doesn't fit all. Don't make a mistake you'll regret for the rest of your life. Get the plan that fits you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Swamp Fox Distilling in Pendleton is partnered with The Roar, and we're raising money for Tigers for Tatas. Throughout the entire month of October, they're donating 50% of their sales of orange and vanilla all-in rum and all-pink merchandise. They also have raffle baskets that include rum bottles signed by head coach Dabo Sweeney and others. Visit Swamp Fox Distilling, located at 128 Exchange Street, downtown Pendleton on the Square. Open Thursday through Saturday from 2 to 7 p.m.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit engineersleep.com.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch? Not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our eight locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
Did you know that hot, dry weather can negatively impact your home's foundation? Because the soil underneath shrinks and cracks and ultimately damages your foundation. And this is more problematic in soil with high clay content, like here in the Upstate. Before those minor issues become major problems, call the experts at Canty Foundation Specialists. They know the importance of being proactive and finding the right solution for you. Book an appointment now at 864-403-5263 or online at CantyCanFixIt.com.
Some sandwiches are forgettable. This one, it's unforgettable. Meet the Ultimate Italian, a flavor-packed masterpiece with bacon, parmesan, salami, capicola, and ham, all toasted to perfection. Every bite, pure magic. When a sandwich is this good, you don't just eat it, you talk about it. Try the Ultimate Italian, now toasted, only at Jimmy John's.
No matter the season, severe weather can inconveniently interrupt your life. When outages strike at Blue Ridge Electric, our linemen answer the call at any hour of the day, every day, to restore power as safely and quickly as possible. Download the Blue Ridge Electric mobile app to report outages and to view our real-time service map. Check out our social media accounts on Facebook, Instagram, and X for restoration updates. Blue Ridge Electric. Built on service, wired to deliver.
Attention business owners, are you aware of the Corporate Transparency Act? If your business isn't properly registered, you could face a fine and jail time. The Wealth Training Academy can help make sure your business meets all legal requirements. Call or text CTA to 864-588-1100 for immediate assistance. That's CTA to 864-588-1100. WTA's Tax Division uses a Tax Advisor Group, LLC, which is an independent CPA tax reduction planning and preparation firm. Tax-related services are offered to help business owners and individuals create sound tax planning strategies that are custom suited to their needs and objectives.
Coach Saban here, and let me tell you, every second matters. Preparation is everything, and that's why I trust Kidde Smoke Alarms.
And as North America's number one home fire safety brand, they're built to respond over 25% faster to smoke detection. Kidde helps protect what matters the most. Find it at the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Number one claim based on total household installations as of December 2023. 29% faster average smoke detection based on internal testing of smoldering wood fires for Kidde 9th edition versus leading competitor 8th edition product.
8 years ago, I blew my football career.
He dropped it at the 1 yard line.
Chad Powers has arrived on Hulu.
If I can't play as Russ, I'll play as someone else.
My name's Chad.
And last name?
Legit.
From executive producers Eli and Peyton Manning.
Remember, you're wearing a prosthetic mask?
This is acting.
And starring Glenn Powell.
He thinks you're a rubber chew toy.
Not rubber. I'm a man made of flesh.
The Hulu original series, Chad Powers, is now streaming on Hulu and Hulu on Disney Plus for bundle subscribers. Terms apply. New episodes Tuesdays.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
When you bleed orange, there's only one place to be.
Kane takes a shotgun snap. Blitz coming. Kane gets away from the blitz. Rolls right side. Throws downfield. Got a man wide open. Moore inside the 10. Catches it. Inside the 5. Touchdown.
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Waltham Tula Road Rage, we are back. All right, in terms of the map poll versus the Road Rage poll, and again, the map poll I'm a participant in, so it's not really a versus situation, but I'm just, you know, explaining what I did versus what we did as a group. At 14, I had Texas Tech. At 14, we had Oklahoma. At 13, the map poll had Texas Tech. At 13, I had Notre Dame. It's interesting. The map poll really elevated Notre Dame this week. I've been the one trying to get Notre Dame in, and now all of a sudden the map poll is Notre Dame higher than I do. At 12, the map poll is Ole Miss. I'm coming to you guys on the phone lines. At 12, the map poll is Ole Miss. At 12, I have Oklahoma. At 11, the map poll is Vandy. At 11, I have Vandy. All right, so now we're at the top 10. At 10, the map poll is Notre Dame. At 10, I have Miami. I thought the Miami performance against Louisville was fairly ugly. At 9, the map poll has Brigham Young. At 9, I have Ole Miss. I think Ole Miss might vanish starting this week. And Lane Kiffin's starting to look elsewhere, too. At 8, the map poll is Miami. At 8, I have BYU. At 7, the map poll is Georgia Tech. At 7, I have Georgia Tech. At 6, the map poll is Oregon. At 6, I have Oregon. At 5, the map poll is Georgia. At 5, I have Georgia. At 4, the map poll is A&M. We do have a difference here. At 4, I have Alabama. You can't put one-loss Alabama with a loss being to Florida State. As good as their wins have been, you can't put them ahead of an unbeaten A&M. You just can't. So I'm going to disagree with my Met poll associates there. So they have Bama 3 and A&M 4. I have Bama 4 and A&M 3. Again, A&M has to lose before you can elevate Bama over A&M. It's just that's just crazy. At 2, the Met poll is Indiana. At 2, I have Ohio State. And at 1, the Met poll is Ohio State. And at 1, I have Indiana. Indiana still has the best win of anybody by far. Their performance at Oregon, particularly in the second half, was completely dominant. It was the most dominant game that any team has played all year. And I just think that gives Indiana an edge until we see otherwise. And again, it's not about who I think is best. It's about who has accomplished the best thing. And I just think beating Oregon the way they did and holding that team to 40 yards in the second half in their own building was the best defensive performance I've seen by any team all year. And that is the best coach football team in America. I don't even think it's close, to be honest. Georgia, Greg and Greenwood, and then Lumbee. I need bids. Let's go, people. Let's go. Remember the cause. And you have some great opportunities here on the two items up for auction. Georgia, Greg, how are you, Greg? Good to have you.
I'm good. Well, how you doing?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Oh, yeah. Well, the week off, just wanted to – I had a couple questions for you, your thoughts on a couple of players as I'm watching some other games. First, I wanted to see if you thought Ty Simpson would have a big day tomorrow. He's had some really good numbers throwing the ball. I wonder if you thought he would continue that trend tomorrow.
I mean, I think he's a legitimate Heisman candidate. I think, in a way, he's probably been the biggest surprise of the whole season. Not that he didn't have talent. I mean, a million years ago, when he was being recruited, I thought he was better than Cade Klubnik. I thought he was better than everybody. But since we didn't even see him get in last year, when Jalen Milroe was stinking up the joint, I just started to believe that whatever he had, maybe he had lost. But he's been nothing short of terrific. He was even good in the Florida State game that they lost to start the year. He just didn't have any help in that game. So, look, I expect him to continue to play well. What I wonder about a little with Alabama as it relates to South Carolina is they've just gone through a really difficult sort of murderer's row stretch of games, and I wonder how focused they're going to be for South Carolina.
Gotcha. It makes a lot of sense. The other two, and I think you just gave me the answer to this, but I was going to ask you, did you think Chambliss and Mateer were going to have big statistical days, or did you think Oklahoma's defense was going to get after Chambliss a little more? Because I know they've got a better rush than Georgia has, but I didn't know if you thought they might get into a little shootout like Ole Miss Georgia did, if you thought Ole Miss Oklahoma would do the same.
No, it won't be like that, because Oklahoma's defense, no offense, Greg, but again, I think you just hinted at this. Oklahoma's defense is light years better than Georgia's. Oklahoma has the type of dudes in that defense that Georgia used to have, that Georgia doesn't have right now. I mean, they just do. They've got athletes and dudes everywhere, and they're going to make life much more difficult on Ole Miss than Georgia did. At the same time, Mateer is recovering from injury. I think this is a place for him to get well, because I think the Ole Miss defense isn't very good. And so I think, look, I'm not ruling Ole Miss out in this game, because I think they can do some things against Oklahoma's defense. But I think at the end of the day, this is going to be a game that Oklahoma wins. I think there are probably going to be a few more points scored than people think, but it's not going to be quite Ole Miss Georgia. I think it's maybe
34-21, something like that.
I mean, maybe 27-21, maybe something like that. But I think Oklahoma will find a way to win and probably cover.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I was just kind of thinking about looking at some individual players this weekend, just to have a little fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You're off. You're relaxing. Greg, what about your own team to this point in the year? I mean,
I mean, look,
from a defensive standpoint, this has got to be very foreign to you, because this doesn't look like Georgia defense at all. I mean, Georgia has managed to get to this point in the season in large part because the quarterback seems to make some big plays at the right time in Gunnar Stockton, and he certainly has some weapons. But, you know, the Georgia, you know, winning by outscoring people 40-37 is not where Georgia usually is.
No, I agree with that. Yeah, I'm very concerning. There's no way we could beat Indiana or Ohio State right now.
Right.
I know that.
That's right.
I don't know if we'll evolve to any better than that. We have to if we even want a chance. But I really don't think we're on. We could. I'll tell you this. Stockman's been the biggest. I was worried all offseason about what he would do, and he's just. He's tough as nails, man.
Yes. Yeah, look, he has, like I said, before the year, I didn't know what to do with him in terms of rating him because, you know, physically, I don't think he throws the ball very well. I mean, it's not pretty. But what he has is he has a grit. He's a toughness. He's an it factor. He's a leader. He has all the, you know, Carson Beck throws a better ball, but Carson Beck doesn't have any of the intangibles that Gunnar Stockton does, none of them.
I agree, and I'll tell you, Walt, if Bobo will keep using the mentality of throw a lot on first down, use the tight end, he's not being, you know, Georgia does not need to be in third and eight, third and nine. That's not where Stockman is best at.
No.
So if they do play calling like they did last Saturday, their offense is doing okay. But you're right, I don't know about the defense. I just don't know. I don't know if they'll – there's a lot of young players. I don't know if they'll keep growing. I don't know if the, you know, a couple of guys emerged at the end of the Ole Miss game. You know, a guy came in and knocked down two passes who wasn't even playing early in the game. So,
Greg, if the two teams keep tracking, we're going to have a really interesting Georgia Tech rivalry game at the end of the year.
They look mirror image to me,
yeah.
To be honest with you.
In a way. Yeah, yeah. In a way, it's sort of true.
And you know
full well Haynes King has you on his list because he thinks he beat you last year.
Oh, and Brent Key, you know, he's got that mentality like that. I was telling a friend of mine, what's going to happen is the week leading up to the game, everybody's going to be talking about, boy, both y'all's teams are physically and mentally tough. And they're going to freaking get in a street fight before the game trying to prove who's more mentally and physically tough.
Yeah.
They're just going to fight.
And again, both teams have very tough quarterbacks, but there's no doubt in my mind that Haynes King thinks he got scammed out of that game last year. And I think, you know, Greg, he sort of did. So, you know, you're definitely on his list. You know, he's the evil Santa Claus right now, and he's got you on his list, and he's checking it twice. He's got a little hit list.
Well, we've been on lists before. Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah. We'll see, Greg. We'll see. Who was the best player on the field last year, Greg, when Georgia played Georgia Tech?
Oh, Haynes King was.
He was a beast. He was. You're an honest man, Greg. You're an honest man.
Well, it's always good talking to you.
Same here, Greg. Thank you. Lumby, how are you, Lumby? Good to have you.
I'm doing great, Walt. How are you?
Good. Thank you, Lumby. Thank you for getting in.
Absolutely. I'm sure you know what I'm getting in about. We're not fighting out of the basement anymore. We got a Missouri Vanderbilt game tomorrow. So, you know, I don't know. I was curious just your thoughts on it, if we can keep the Vanderbilt quarterback contained and maybe get back to it. We didn't do too good rushing against Auburn, but Hardy, I still think, is the best, one of the best players in the league. So, you know, kind of curious as
well,
to what you thought might happen.
We're going to get to this game. We had to pick it in our contest, I believe, and I picked Vandy in the contest just because I like Pavio more than I do Pribula. But I will say this, Mr. B, on the text line picked Missouri. I'll give you one reason that Missouri, maybe wins here and pulls the slight upset. And the reason would be the one you just mentioned. It would be Hardy because the Vanderbilt defense is still a little suspect against the run. LSU ran fairly successfully on them a week ago, and the Missouri running game is better than the LSU running game. And Hardy is, you know, arguably the best back in the country. He's certainly in that conversation with Jeremiah Love of Notre Dame. So I think Missouri wins if Hardy is the story. I think that's going to be the way that game plays out. Missouri wins the game if Hardy is the story. In other words, if Hardy's the star player in the game, if he rushes for 140 yards or something of that sort, I think Missouri wins the game. If Vandy can contain Hardy, then I think that Vandy wins the game.
Yeah, I kind of think that, you know, Vandy definitely has the better quarterback, but we may have the better player in Hardy there. So he's got to get back to it. I know Auburn's defense. I think they're better than Vandy's defense.
Oh, without question. Look, Auburn's defense is top five nationally. There's no question about it. Auburn's not losing Auburn's not losing because of defense. Auburn's losing because their quarterback sucks.
Jackson Arnold's not good.
It's terrible.
Yeah, for sure. But, you know, Walt, good to get in. I wanted to tell Garnet and Gold I was glad that my Detroit Lions could make him realize that Baker Mayfield is not an MVP.
And that's an injured, you know, Lions team. You're always injured. The Lions are injured again. Lions have a lot of injuries again.
Injured, you know, a second-rate secondary, and still did good. I still believe we're the best team in the NFL when we're healthy.
I think that's right.
Yeah, you know, I don't even think it's close.
No,
I really don't.
Look, again, I said this a few weeks ago, and I think it's still true. If I had to pick the Super Bowl today, I would pick Detroit and Kansas City. I think that's where we're headed.
Yeah, I agree with you. So, you know, good to get in, Walt. Again, congratulations. I haven't got in as much as I usually do on everything you've done with T for T and everything.
It's
pretty amazing. You know my story, but love the show. I'll continue to listen. Been listening for years. Have a good one,
Thank
man.
Thank you, Lumby. Very kind to you. Thank you. Appreciate that. Hey, listen, when a home's too hot or too cold, Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air is the team Upstate families count on. They handle everything. Repairs, installations, replacements, full maintenance for central AC, heat pumps, ductless mini splits, and all, and more. Look, heating too. From furnaces to thermostats, Ace covers every need with upfront pricing and a one-year labor guarantee. Their certified techs deliver fast, honest diagnostics with the latest tools to solve the real problem, not just some quick patch job that's going to fail on you later. Look, Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air makes things easier with flexible financing, first-time customer specials, and discounts for veterans and seniors. How about that? And when emergencies strike, Ace is going to be there. They're going to be there day or night, bringing comfort back quickly and reliably, and you need that. Look, we're headed towards winter. If you lose your heat in winter, that's an emergency. Ace is going to be there. Proudly serving Greenville and the surrounding upstate communities, look for their bold white and blue trucks across the upstate. Regular HVAC tune-ups help you avoid that surprise unit breakdown, high energy bills, and they extend the life of your system. Right now, Ace Home Co. is offering a free, that's free, fall maintenance for new customers, $189 value. Visit acehomeco.com to schedule yours today. Take advantage of that free fall maintenance for new customers. It's a great deal from our friends at Ace Home Co. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Let's get in on the auctions. Let's get those things going. You all know the reason for the cause. You have been absolutely incredible so far. Hey, look, listen. Yesterday, from 3 to 7, you amazing people donated over 7,000, which might turn into 8,000, which is just incredible. Other than our thanks and knowing what you did, you didn't get anything back for that. Today, you have a chance to, again, donate to this incredible cause and actually to get some real-life sign of what you did. And you can do that through the Liberty Hall Bed and Breakfast, if you choose, and through our other auction as well. So let's get in on those, and we'll tell you more about it on the other side. We're late. Quick break.
No matter where you begin your journey or how long you stay with Tri-County Technical College, they support your career path from day one. Their enrollment process is seamless, and their experts are available to help you find the balance you're looking for. Tri-County offers financial assistance tutoring, health and wellness resources, career planning assistance, and more. They're nationally ranked and in the top 1% for successful transfers to four-year universities. Visit tctc.edu.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, your favorite drafts are poured at a frosty 29 degrees and rare barrel-aged whiskeys are served just the way you want them. It's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Twin Peaks Scratch Kitchen scores every time. Dig into hand-smashed burgers, chef-inspired flatbreads, and more at your local Lodge.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
If you run a business, you need video. Marketing video for your website, social media, employee training. You need Double Dog Video Productions. More than 30 years experience with clients from the largest manufacturers in the upstate to small family-owned businesses. Our mission is simple: the highest quality video production without the high prices. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Did you know State Credit Union now offers the same services big banks offer? Services like online account opening, online loan applications, mobile banking, remote check deposit, person-to-person transfers, electronic signatures, and more. All with better interest rates and lower fees than the big banks. Check them out today and see why over 600 people per month are joining State Credit Union. Visit them online at sc.com. scu.com. That's scu.com. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
Cigars, cigars, cigars. Tobacco Plus in Greer is home to South Carolina's largest humidor, featuring the finest selection of premium hand-rolled cigars in the state and at the very best prices, too. And select a smooth, delicious Monte Cristo, Rocky Patel or Cohiba, and relax on your golf outing. Swing by Tobacco Plus in Greer, South Carolina's number one cigar store, located at Exit 60 off Interstate 85. Also serving Georgia and North Carolina with nationwide shipping.
Your family will delight in the locally sourced beef and other foods from AMPM Farms. Their beef is raised naturally with no hormones or vaccines, making its way from the pasture to their source. Along with vendor and farm products from 70 vendors, they offer the very best in local food choices. Platt and Ashley Moore and their team invite you to AMPM Farms, 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville, and next to Farmhouse Tacos in Traveler's Rest. Online at ampmfarmsbutcheryandmarket.com.
Okay, quiz fans, what's one word to describe Whataburger's new prickly pear raspberry Whatafresher? Is the best word refreshing? Or does the real raspberry make you say tangy? Or perhaps the sweet prickly pear fruit is simply delicious? Actually, the only word to describe it is quenchy, tangy, sweet, delicious. And that may sound like four words, but we used hyphens. Introducing new Whatafreshers from Whataburger.
Whataburger.
Available for a limited time.
Tuning in from the car?
What's that for the touchdown?
Stay connected to the Roar after you run your errands using our app or website. Download the Roar app on your phone by searching WCCPFM The Roar in the App Store. Or tune in on our website, theroarfm.com/listen.
Step to the Road Rage. We are back. Why don't I sound like I'm back?
You're back.
Okay.
I assure you, you're back.
It just seemed a little strange. Let me tell you about Nick Lavery. Nick's been serving in the upstate of South Carolina for a quarter century. 1011 Tiger Boulevard, Suite 500 behind Mellow Mushroom in Clemson. Do you need someone who knows the law and is going to be on your side? That's Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney. He can help you. Nick's been serving our Clemson upstate community for more than a quarter century. I think I just made Nick feel old. His areas of practice include DUI, but charged with DUI, it's a devastating event, can disrupt your entire life. Look, being charged doesn't automatically mean you're guilty. You're going to have to go to court, though, and face the charges. You're going to need a quality South Carolina DUI lawyer, Nick Lavery, to save your bacon. Boat, car, motorcycle accident, you've been injured in any kind of accident. Well, I'm just going to give you some personal advice here, okay? I was injured in an accident on Clemson Boulevard in which a woman hit me from behind at a stoplight. I was stopped in line, and she hit me going like 50 miles an hour. She totaled my then new truck, and I felt every organ in my body hurt instantly. I mean, I remember thinking that this is it. I'm not going to survive this. I did, of course, But I was stubborn and pigheaded, and I refused to go to the hospital. I demanded I drive the car home, which was totaled, the truck home, which was totaled. And I went home and basically rubbed dirt on it. That was not the right thing to do, because now I'm still feeling pain in my lower, on my right side of my back. And I think it's from that accident. Do not do that. Insurance companies want you to sign your life away immediately after any accident. Don't do that. Call Nick Lavery. Let him advise you on what you should and what you need to do. Wrongful death. If your family faces the decision of a wrongful death lawsuit, it's important to know exactly what you need to get what you deserve. Look, if your loved one dies due to someone else's negligence, it's time for justice. Nick Lavery will make sure you get justice. And finally, parenting is hard. If your child tells you they're in trouble with the law, it doesn't mean your child's a bad kid. Kids get in trouble. It happens all the time. But what do you do next? Well, you call Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney. He's here to help. Nick and his legal team know all the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future. Whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, fake ID, Nick is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call 864. That's free. 864-654-3680. 864-654-3680. Visit online, nicklaverylaw.com. L-A-V-E-R-Y, nicklaverylaw.com. You'll 100% thank me later. On the Liberty Bed and Breakfast, it's two nights. It's an amazing opportunity. It's a great couples getaway. Two nights, and it includes the $100 gift card for 1826 dinner. I mean, what a special time at one of the most beautiful bed and breakfasts anywhere in the country, let alone just the state of South Carolina. It's unbelievable. The bid right now is $500. That's not really close to where we should be. So I'm hoping somebody comes in and makes that your own for the buy it now of $1,000. But at the very least, I need a $100 incremental upgrade. We're running out of time on that. So I need to go to at least $600 or more on that. So let's pick that up and let's go, go, go. All right. It's the All Michael segment. It's Michael and Mike in Anderson. Michael, how are you, Mike? Good to have you.
I'm doing good. I don't have to stress about any of my cheese plans this week because they're both on buys.
There you go, Michael. There you go.
It'll be a stress-free weekend.
That's right.
Get to sit back and enjoy the football without having to worry. But Illinois Watch. I think that's a very intriguing game.
It is.
They're both 5-2, and I don't know what to think of it. I just don't know. What would you think about it?
Well, look, I think Washington is really explosive, and I think they have three really talented offensive players, including quarterback, running back, and wide receiver. But of late, they've started to look a little shaky. They did not look really good against Michigan. They did not have much offensive output. And I think Illinois and Altmyer has the quarterback to go in there and compete. And I think Bielma thinks he's figured some things out, too, about West Coast trips and how to better handle them. I watched him say that this week. I think Illinois has a chance to go in and steal this game. I really do. This is going to be a tough football game. It's 24-21, 27-24. You know, I think it's something like that. But I like Illinois with the points. Washington's like a 4.5-point favorite in our little deal. I took Illinois, and I'll get into a few other reasons why. But I would not be shocked if Illinois actually wins the game.
Yeah. I can see that. Two more games. Well, could this be a letdown game? I hate saying that, letdown game, but Louisville having a big win against Miami last week, could it be overlooking Boston College? And with Miami losing last week, could Stanford have a chance, Walt?
Yeah, you know, I had the same thought on the Boston College thing. I mean, again, really emotional game for Louisville. Great opportunity. But the problem is BC just sucks, and that's the problem. you know, Michael. I mean, they've beaten one team all year. That was the opener against Fordham. I mean, UConn nearly put up 50 on them. That's my dilemma. I mean, I do think that BC's going to do a few things offensively. And if I had to pick that game with the spread, I would pick BC. But I can't pick them to win or anything like that because I just don't think they have the pieces right now. I think defensively, especially with all the injuries, and I don't know what the status is on all those injuries. I actually didn't check it because I'm basically out on anything that has to do with Boston College.
Yeah, it's like probably pretty much their fan base.
The BC fan base is completely fed up with Boston College athletics. I can tell you that. The BC ladies are pissed off. They are not, the DJ, and they are not happy. They want major change at BC. And you understand why. I mean, they just got run out of their own building by UConn in football, you know. And like I said, their only win on the season is Fordham.
Yeah, that's sad. I think the state of Boston is focusing on the Patriots and the Celtics right about now.
That's right.
All right, Walt, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Michael. Good talking to you as always. By the way, I also kicked the crap out of Fordham myself. I didn't need any other 10. I just buried them. That's the only game Boston College has won all year. So, yeah. Mike and Anderson. Mike, good to have you as always, Mike.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Walt. Very quickly, pro football question for you, and I know you're close to the break.
No, you're good.
I've looked at everywhere, Ray McLeod, who has been in the league for several years now, but he moves around a lot from team to team. And I read a statement today in an Athlon Sports article where the Falcons, Raheem Morris, I think, head coach, made the statement that it was just time to part ways,
right.
something. And it wasn't an injury. And that tells me it was an attitude problem or something to that effect. Do you know what exactly McLeod did to get basically kicked off the team?
I don't. I do not. And he's played, as you said, with a bunch of teams. I think he's played with, what, Carolina, Buffalo, San Fran, Pittsburgh. I don't know what happened there, Mike. I haven't seen any insider story on it, so I don't have any information on it. I'm sorry.
Okay. I just, do you think does he have a lack of talent, which is one of the problems he has sticking with the team, or is it attitude, both, based on what you know about him?
I don't know about anything that's attitude related. In the past, he had a fumbling issue, which is always going to be a problem. I think that, you know, I think he's sort of a tweener, Mike. I don't think he has a really defined role. You know, he's pretty athletic, but you know, I think ultimately teams decide that they have better options for whatever use they had for him, whether, you know, that's in the return game, etc. I don't think he's ever been really polished as a receiver. I think he's sort of a niche guy.
Okay. Well, good answer, Walt. Like I say, I'll let you go. It's Friday, and I hope you collect a lot of money today. Have a good weekend, and talk with you soon. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Yeah, we did our collecting of money yesterday, and we thank everybody who contributed. We do have an auction item that you can get in on, the Liberty Hall Bed and Breakfast. That is still attainable for you. And I should give you an update on that, too, just in terms of what's available. But it's one of the most beautiful places you are ever going to encounter in your lifetime. It's just absolutely astonishing. I mean, I'm looking at it right now. I'm on the website. I would encourage you to go to the website. It's Liberty Hall BNB, Bed and Breakfast, BNB, the letters, Liberty Hall BNB.com. and just check it out for yourself. It's absolutely incredible. It's one of the most beautiful places ever. And our offering comes with a $100 gift card to the 1826 restaurant. So they've got you fully covered. Two nights. What a remarkable opportunity. The bid right now is $500. I need at least a $100 upgrade on that. So somebody comes strong with that. $1,000 will close it. I would love to get that, understanding the reason for the season as well. All right, quick break. We have an hour left. We're going to talk a lot more college football.
WCCP FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
Cold weather is just around the corner. Be ready for Old Man Winter by shopping the Craft Stove Store and Patio for all your fireplace needs. Shop over 20 models of vented and vent-free propane or natural gas logs that heat for just pennies an hour and use no electricity, keeping you warm and cozy even during a power failure. Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio for everything your hearth desires. 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. We'll help you raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme Donuts. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
It's football season, but don't forget the real MVPs in your life. Score big with a stunning gift from Turner's Jewelers. From custom diamond studs to an eye-catching necklace, we'll help you make the right play with our jewelry. And when it's time to say, I do, let our experts help design your own championship-worthy ring. Family-owned and trusted for generations, Turner's brings all-star service and southern charm. Visit us in Seneca's Applewood Shopping Center or at turnersjewelers.com. Turner's Jewelers, a winning experience from start to finish.
Estes Heating and Air is here to keep your family cool in the summer and warm in the winter with premium Heil units, supercharged with 100 years of superior engineering and quality manufacturing. Estes is Clemson alumni owned and celebrating 26 years of serving Tiger fans across Oconee, Pickens, and Greater Greenville. Be sure to like their Facebook page for giveaways, promotions, and specials. That's E-S-T-E-S Heating and Air on Facebook to win prizes and receive specials on HVAC services and installs to keep your family comfortable all year long with Heil units. Depend on them.
Tiger fans, it's football time. Whether it's gearing up for game day, getting a jump on new fall styles, or taking advantage of summer closeouts up to 75% off, Elkmont is where you need to be. With great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Vuori.